Blog Talk Radio.
Did I miss something? Did we have a board call meeting at 7:30? Yeah, 11. I think we see each other on 11. Because I don't know what we couldn't. Did I miss something? Okay, let me turn off. Oh, God, have mercy. Elijah, I need your phone a minute. Hello? Just bring me your phone. Hello there, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Good. How are you this evening?
Doing great, doing great. How about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for that wonderful, awesome endorsement write-up. Thank
oh,
you, thank
stop.
You, thank you.
You're going to make
that
my head swell.
That was wonderful. I was like, she must have did this before, because she did an outstanding job. Wow.
Well, I wanted to do you justice. I said, oh, I got to do my homework, make sure I do my friend right.
Well, so you surely did an awesome job. Yes, ma'am, you did. I was like, all right now. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I was excited about it. I was like, whoa, homegirl done did some work. I got to do her right. She got this thing together here.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Lord, you can do her right. Yeah, girl,
well,
you got a good you got a good book right there. And that's just what I read. I was like, oh, my God. I had to read it twice. It was so good, the part I had. I read it twice, one, two times.
Wow. I thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, and I am looking forward to getting a full copy of it in your hands. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. And oh, wow. I say that again.
I said, I'm so excited for you. I just like, wow, my friend, the author.
Well, praise God. To God be all the glory. Yes, ma'am, and thank you. I was getting very sentimental and emotional when I read your endorsement, and then I began to just think about how the Lord, our relationship, and how the Lord brought us together even as teenagers, and for He knew, even, you know, God knows all things. He knows the beginning, He knows the end, He knows all things. And so He knew 2021 would come. And I was like, look at God. Look at God. Yes, back together then and together now and together because print, it stays. It does not go. So
it does,
God
it
is so
does
good.
Not. so good. I get emotional about it myself. I just get teary-eyed just thinking about, you know, you've always been such a good friend to me and always been there for me. And I just, Lord, thank God for Lisa. I had a friend in at Kendrick High School.
Well, we've been there, praise God, for each other. I see Sister Joycelyn tuning in, and I just want to say again, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Let me bring her on in. Sister Joycelyn, can you hear us?
Hello, how are you?
We are I am doing well.
That's good. I missed it. I called Pastor Gretchen earlier.
Yes, well, I was out, and I don't know what's going on the roads. I got back here about 10 after 7 and got all logged in and everything and set up. But the roads, just traffic, you would think the holiday season is already here. I don't know if there was an accident, but the side roads were just horrendous. I mean,
wow.
Yes, horrendous.
Mm-mm-mm. I believe it. They're working on the roads also.
Yes, they're doing a lot of that as well. And so that causes, you know, traffic to get backed up. But I went over to Sam's, and I live only, you know, less than 10 minutes from Sam's. And I guarantee you it took us right at about 40 minutes, 40 minutes to get there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just that back.
I'm not surprised.
Praise God. We made it back.
Amen.
It is really something else. And lately it's just been traffic.
Yes. You know, I know with everything this weekend, with the Braves and all of that, you expect it, you know, but I'm like, this is Thursday.
I guess everybody getting revved up for the holidays.
I guess so. Cause they are out in full blast.
And school is not even out.
No, exactly. Yes, ma'am. I can imagine once the holidays officially get here and school is out. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I'm trying to
let's go
to done as soon as possible.
Say that again. Yes, exactly. Well, let's go ahead and get started, ladies, please. And we're going to open in prayer if you all will join me in prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and glory, Lord. You're such a great and wonderful and awesome, mighty, glorious, faithful, loving God, and that and so much more, Lord. We just want to praise you tonight. I thank you for my sisters, Lord God. I thank you that you watch over and have kept them and their family members by faith, Lord God, and that Heavenly Father that you allowed us to join together for such a time as this, as we come together, Lord, in unity to be able, Father, to plan the event for the Queen Talk line. And, Lord, give us wisdom, give us knowledge, Heavenly Father, give us understanding, give us insight, Lord God, and creativity in what you will have for us to do. We pray that for every woman in advance that will call in, that, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, their needs will be met, Lord God. We just give you praise, Father. We pray for every guest speaker, Lord God, that you will endow them with knowledge and wisdom to be able to pour back, Lord God, into your daughters, Father. I thank you, Lord God, again for Minister Gretchen and for Sister Joycelyn, Lord God, and their support and everything that they do, Lord God, for your kingdom, Father. Bless them and bless them tremendously as they pour out, Lord, to honor you. Pour back in, Father God, to meet every need, every one of their needs. And we give you all the praise and all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. So, ladies, how have you been? And praise God.
Praise
oh,
my God. Been blessed, thank
yes.
God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Well, the last time we met briefly, and let me say again in advance, I thank you all for arranging your schedules and flexibility, and I know we all of us have things that we have that we're doing, and I'm sure even as the holiday season comes in, as things occur and come up and so forth, we'll just keep one another as posted as possible because we do want to keep the meetings going forward, praise God, even if we have to shift them to another day or another time. So I thank you all for your flexibility. I have been asked, my husband and I shared this with you earlier, to take on a certain segment of the membership at our Covenant Fellowship Church as pastors over that particular group of people. And so we're having training sessions that's supposed to be on Tuesday night, but with us and our senior pastor is the one who is facilitating the training. Yet there have been at least four cancellations because of, you know, I'm sure different things that's going on with his schedule. I do know as a pastor, you know, things are not always as easy as we plan it and boom, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be prepared for change, have to be prepared
mm-hmm.
to care for God's people at a moment's notice. And so, you know, we just go along with the fluctuation of what's happening. I just keep you posted and just bear with me. So far,
all right,
no problem.
Yes. And I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. It's gonna be all right.
Yes, ma'am. All is well. All is well.
Amen.
Okay. Bear with me. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking here, so y'all bear with me as well. The last time that we came together, I was sharing with you all that what we were talking about. I think I was sharing with you about Kim.
Yeah.
And okay, and that she was certainly had planned or is planning to be able to approach the Queen Talk line from a variety of different standpoints under the mental health umbrella, and that she
mm-hmm.
had also did a couple of video spots.
Yes.
Actually, they're teaching videos, and
mm-hmm.
she wanted to allow those to be a part of her teaching. And so we're still waiting on the overall approval for those videos, but we do know that they have been edited and, you know, are ready to go and all they do have to be. She shared them with me. And so all they do have to be is approved now, and then she'll be able to release them so that they can be shared. But I just wanted to touch basis on that again and let you know that she is working working towards that. And I spoke with her even earlier today, and so we thank her for her zeal and her excitement, because she is about the Queen Talk and the Queen Talk line and taking part and participating in the programs. Thank God for her as well.
Amen.
And the amen. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, one of the ladies, too, that I was thinking of having on at some point as a guest, her name is Justina Awani, and she is she's my naturopathic, holistic doctor, physician, and with that, she has a business as well as of her own where she produces a variety of different juices, healing juices. And so, and she can talk to the ladies about health, holistic health, how to eat better, you know, alternatives to, you know, different things that will help from a natural standpoint, where your health is concerned. And I think I shared with you all my story where I prayed and asked the Lord to be able to send someone that will help to address some health issues that I was having with smoldering myeloma and MS. And she has just been, she's a godsend. I can't say it any other way other than I know God placed her in my life for a time such as this because she has truly, she's a woman of God. When you come to her and you share what's occurring with you, she takes time to pray with you. She says that she also takes time in her prayer time to seek the Holy Spirit to be able to know what to do for those that come to her as clients, to ask the Holy Spirit to tailor make whatever approach she needs to be able to assist her customers. And so all I can say is, as I said again, I know she is God. Yes, yes. And she has such a desire and zeal to see God's people healthy, to see people healthy. And so she talks about how she would love to be able to share about how to eat healthier, how to prepare food more healthier, the supplements that will help to keep your body healthy. You know, just, again, a variety of information surrounding health.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
That is very nice. It sure is.
Yes. Yes,
that's
and
we need that.
It's something. Yes, I was just getting ready to say, what do you all think that that is something that's needed, that's relevant for right now?
Oh yes, indeed.
Yes. Oh yes, indeed. Yes.
I mean, we can.
You know,
we won't, but we got to do. We got to make a move with our lives. We got to do something tangible to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think body of Christ, we definitely need that. People need help. I think it would be a godsend, to hear somebody, you know, of her caliber tell us about, you know, the benefits of eating more natural and doing more natural things with our bodies. Oh, that was, I know it definitely would help, man. I love to hear about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Sister Joycelyn, what's your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with Minister Gresham. It's a blessing because, you know, we are all God's children and we need to know the best way to, you know, to eat, to do it the right way, God's way. And that's a blessing. It would be wonderful.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That's awesome.
It's something we all need to do because Satan is trying to kill us with our own food and
that's right. With all this other, you know, this processed food and all of this, and we need to do it. But like I said earlier, God and be able to be healthy. God, we want us healed because we're always talking about this hurt, that hurt, this hurt. If we eat right and do it God's way, it would be a whole lot better. Praise God.
A whole lot better. Yeah. A lot of our healing is right here on earth. We just don't take advantage of it. And I put my own self in that category, too, need to do better, to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be just a kick in the butt. We just need somebody to say, hey, here it is. I'm giving you all the information you need, ladies. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like, take care of that arthritis and that pain in your back and, you know, all your fatigue and all that stuff like that and your weight and all these things. We can get control of.
You can feel better.
To feel better. And if we feel better, we can do more for the body of Christ. You can't do nothing if you don't feel like going nowhere. Or your back or your feet
hurt. She actually shared that. She was telling me, she said, you know, we got to keep you healthy because and you can't do it for anything for the Lord. Sickly. You don't feel up to doing it. You're not at the very best. So yes, God wants you healthy.
He wants you healthy, yeah. We need to be at our optimum potential. And live as long as God wants us to live. You know, a lot of us gone not because God wants us gone. We didn't do right. Folks didn't do right. You know, eating junk
if we feel good, like who I said earlier, you know, we're feeling good, we can go out there and we can get God's job done.
And that's the testimony right there. Just your life, just somebody feeling better. That just make other people like, what did you do? You look so good. How you feel so good today? That would be wonderful if Christians could be an example. We need to be the example of healthiness.
That's right. Set the have the example because He wants us to look good wherever we, you know, and do what we can do and look good by doing it.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. The Word of God tells us that He put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nations. And that's God's word. And the word says that we're supposed to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, you know, God has, I told her, I said, you know, I want to know more about plants and herbs and how to use those for healing because a long time ago, you know, that's what our ancestors, our grandmother and great-grandmothers and people, you know, many of them didn't have access to modern-day doctors and all of that, you know, way back during the day when they wouldn't even allow black people, hello, to go to the doctor. And there was a time, okay?
Yeah.
And so they had to be able to know what to do for themselves. You know, grandmama would go out and take some herbs and make a poultice. And if you had some swelling in your hand or swelling on your body, she'd make a poultice to go on top of that swelling, leave it there, wrap it up. And lo and behold, over a period of time, she come back to it the next day or two, and the swelling is gone, and the area mm-hmm. has been healed. They knew how to do things like that. Well,
that's
God
right.
still has those same plants and herbs here on the face of this earth. Now, Justina,
yep.
she's from Liberia, because I specifically prayed and I asked God, I said, Lord, send me someone that is familiar with, again, plants and herbs. And I don't want someone, just a person that has knowledge of traditional American medicine, traditional
mm-hmm.
medicine, and what's going on. I have enough doctors and you know, people that's gone to medical school and all of that. Okay, I want
yeah.
someone that has a knowledge of God's way of doing
that's
things enough. And that is familiar with herbs and plants. Well, I
that's
guess
right.
you know the Lord answered that prayer, praise God. Oh, yes, he did, in
Amen.
A big way.
Yes, he did.
And I'm like, yes. wow. And some of the juices and such that she makes, oh, my goodness. I can tell you that it works. And it works. Oh, I'm a living witness. It works. And she was
amen.
Telling me even that there were, amen, some two people that had come to her during the COVID pandemic when things were, you know, really going on and people, you know, were catching it and people passing and dying and so forth. And she said that there were two people that had came to her, and she prayed, and she said that they had received the diagnosis of COVID. And 48 hours, 2 days later, after she prayed and the Lord told her what to give to them, they
mm-hmm.
had recovered. They were recovered. 2 days
Amen.
Later, I won't tell you a lie. I'm telling you, to that, by the grace of God, I prayed, I asked the Holy Spirit what to do for them, and 2 days later, they were up just like absolutely nothing had occurred.
Glory
Praise
to God.
That's a blessing.
That
sure
and
is.
That's nothing but the power of
is that
God.
Y'all phone? Look. Oh, I thought I heard a buzzing.
Hmm?
Did y'all hear a buzzing? Hmm?
I didn't
Hello?
Hear a buzzing. Can you hear
I heard
me?
This buzz. You still there?
Now I hear
something.
Yes.
I'm still
Jack
here.
Hear us?
Jack, are you there?
I'm still
Joyce.
Here.
Joyce,
yes,
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Yeah. Joyce.
Oh, okay.
I'm still
okay.
here.
I thought I lost y'all.
I can
y'all.
Hear both of you.
No,
oh,
okay.
I can
I
hear both of you.
Oh, okay. We good then.
Okay. Gretchen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Okay, good. All right. And you hear Sister Joycelyn?
Yes, yes. I hear everybody
yes.
now.
Okay, good. All right, good. Good. Fantastic. So, yes, she would be one that I would also ask, in addition to, like, we said Kim, also, too, I want to, a return back to Sandra for business.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to just have some motherly wisdom to talk and from the standpoint of an older woman, as I said, of sharing with the younger women, and Mother Gallo would fit that certainly. That requirement, and that she is a woman of God, and I believe that she, as a matter of fact, not believe, I know that she has a heart for
mm-hmm.
Women and younger people and people, and being able just to see the word of God go forth. And so to be able, they need to be able to talk to someone that can share
mm-hmm.
with them, you know, how do I go from being 20 years old to 70 or 80 years old? What has transpired in your life that you can share with me that will help me along the journey?
Mm-hmm.
And I know she would be willing to do that.
Amen. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Praise the Lord. That's a blessing.
Amen. 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 So we got mental health. We got business, words of wisdom, physical health.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of others that may be guests. If you all know, just think. I will ask you in between now and next time we meet. Just if you have anyone or think of anyone that may be able to speak into the lives of women on any issue.
Okay.
You know, feel free to share that.
Okay.
Because we want to try to get women that will, you know, be able to do that over a set number of times. Certainly, if we could get 12, you know, or even 10, you know, that would be a very good start. So we can look month to month, at least a year out or so, and have people available. Also, too, I did go online and I looked up grants for women's initiatives, and I was able to find a listing of some of the grants, and I'm going to go back and revisit that. There was one in particular that the woman that they honor, that they're honoring with this particular grant, or that the grant was written on behalf of, was a young woman that passed away when she was like 22 years old. And they the company has set aside monies. I think the company is now that's run by her parents, and they support women's initiatives. And so, as a matter of fact, they say on a monthly basis, they give out so much money per month if you write in. And so I wasn't able to go into the entire write-up for what the requirements are, but I'm going to go back in and revisit that. Also, I will ask you all if you have the opportunity to just Google women's grant initiatives, and if you see anything that would fall under the category of what we're trying to do, bring that information, and we certainly can put whatever the requirements are together and send it just to see. You don't know. The word of God say you have not because you ask not. So, and because we're asking this to do for what God has laid on our heart to do as a kingdom work, I just believe that if we reach out, God's going to supply the need.
Amen.
Now,
believe
so. Tell me again so I can write now so I can Google it.
Okay.
Women's what name?
Women's Grant Initiative. Women's Grant Initiative.
Okay.
Can just type in grants for women's projects. That's another way to do it. Google it. Grants for women's projects.
Okay. All right.
And see what you come up with.
Okay.
Grants for women's projects. And if you could do that and then just bring back even two of your findings for what? I mean, if each one of us look for two And we find two. That's six right there. So
yeah,
we can, that would be good.
Okay.
Okay.
All and right, then we can do that. Praise the Lord.
And this is, and so that's two things, and we can kind of be prepared to share at our next meeting. One, if you know of any woman that would be willing to speak into the lives of the women that will contact our talk line on any specific topic. It could be marriage. It could be marriage, divorce, remarriage. It could be any type of 21st century type of issue. You know, it could be church hurt. It could be, well, how do I handle, you know, interacting with people on my job? You know, what do I do? How job interview skills? It can be a variety of things that that would be good to talk about, that women, that would be a benefit to women.
Mm.
How do I raise my children as a godly woman? You know,
yeah.
How do I be a godly wife to my husband? All of that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good stuff, yeah. I got in mind, I know I have a psychologist friend who, she counsels young girls and young mothers, you know, who have issues and stuff with abuse and stuff. And she's real good at, you know, telling people how what to be aware of with your young children or your young kids, because sometimes they don't talk, and she's about, you know, learning how she gets them to talk about maybe whatever abuses or traumas they've been through, so they can, you know, get work through them. So I'll talk to her and see if she'd be interested in sharing some of those, you know, some of those things with the ladies about
that was
trauma. Yeah, she's real big on that, and she's got a practice where she just works with young girls who've been through traumatic experiences and abuse. Some of them have even been trafficked. They call it human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
it's very prevalent and very bad here on the Gulf, in the Gulf of Mexico and stuff. So I think she would be interested in maybe sharing that with people, and they give them an idea of, you know, what to look for, and, you know, just to keep an eye on your children and your young girls, even your young boys too. They're not immune from being abused or trafficked. But she's a Christian. She's a Christian lady, very, very sweet. And her name is Danielle, but I'll give her a call and talk to her and see how she feels. She's a very quiet, private person, but I see it that she would be willing to share, you know, her information with people. I think it would be very helpful.
Yes. Amen. That would be great. I know that would be very, very helpful. You know, under each one of those topics that you stated, from abuse, trauma, even with the human trafficking, as you said, that's more prevalent than people realize.
Yeah.
They had this course that we took at church, and they were talking about child trafficking. And that how people, and it was written from the standpoint of three children that had actually experienced human trafficking as children. And they were talking about how one young boy in particular was talking about how the perpetrator would take him through airport, you know, as they would be going from where he picks the children up and takes them through airports, and that how people were not really noticing and paying attention to all of the signs. And he was talking about different signs that you need to be aware of, like if you're in the airport, because he said as a child he would wonder, Why isn't somebody coming to my aid? Why isn't someone helping me? You know, this man, he did not look like him, hello, at all. He was a little white boy, and the man, he looked like he was maybe someone of Asian descent. And it was like, okay, why isn't someone noticing, you know, that I don't have, I'm going through an airport without any luggage, without any bags, without any anything. All I have is just one, this little tiny book bag on my back, back book type of bag on my back. Why isn't anyone noticing the expressions on my face as we're going up to the counter? Why isn't anyone noticing, you know, that I'm not talking to this man? I'm not interacting at all with him, you know, or very little. Why isn't anyone noticing, you know, my sense of nervousness in my demeanor? It was just all of these things that were brought out in this particular video with this child, and you would be like, wow. You know, why aren't people noticing these things more? And he said that, you know, he would go, even as he would take him and they would go through the checkpoints where they, you know, what do they call them, TR something others, where the people, where they walk through the what they call, what do they call them? Yes, exactly.
TSA.
Mm-hmm. As you're walking through, you know, and, you know, the buzzer doesn't go off, but no one seems to have had noticed the interaction between him and the gentleman that was trafficking him.
Yeah.
And so, and how distant it was, and no one noticed, you know, the expression that his face looked so, you know, like lifeless and without joy. And, you know, why isn't someone noticing these things?
Yeah.
And that's a good,
everybody's
question.
Yeah, that's what a lot of stuff going on. Everybody's saying it's none of my business, or, you know, we just don't pay any, like looking at their phone. And she said there's just, you know, and children are not going to just jump up and scream, you know, because she said sometimes they feel threatened. Sometimes they've been, you know, they have said something to them, and they'll just be quiet. And you could be innocent.
Exactly.
You could be sitting around people who are being trafficked or who are being abused or taken advantage of. And it's just her goal to help kids get through that and to help parents and other people to be aware of your surroundings. And I volunteer with a group that she has with traumatic teens and young girls, and they just meet once a week. We do arts and crafts. She does the counseling with them, biblically based, and while she's got some in counseling in her room, I'll be out with them. We'll do painting or sculpturing or whatever the art and craft. We bring a food, you know, bring a covered dish. I make a big spaghetti. That's my big thing. I do a good spaghetti. I do a real big spaghetti and a salad.
All right.
Eat that. But it's just a time for them to just be girls, just be young and free and feel safe. Most of them are out of their oppressors, you know, homes, but they still have that trauma, that scaredness, that, well, their self-esteem is kind of being knocked down, too. So, but it's just so, I didn't know it was so bad. I didn't know. I mean, it's very bad. It's very bad. It's very bad in the United States. And, but it's opened my eyes. So I know it would open a lot of other people's eyes and ears. And if you don't know, you'll start looking around your surroundings more and saying, wow. Or if you see a young girl who looks quiet or even mad or fussing or cussing, you might be, she might be abused. That's why she's acting out.
So we have
to show that love. Everybody that's acting out they're not bad. They just, maybe they're being treated bad.
Right.
And that's what young girls will do. They'll act out when they've been treated bad or sexually or mentally, physically abused. They'll act out. And that's something y'all probably have noticed, you know, in churches and in schools. You'll see girls who act out. And it's usually, you know, the home life. They come through something that's very traumatic. And usually people punish them for being bad and then they get worse. But
mm-hmm.
Have to be aware. They may have come through a traumatic experience and just sort of show some love and some kindness towards them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. That, because I think like kids like anybody else, if you treat them bad, they're going to be bad. If you treat them good, they're good kids. So you like when I see a bad kid, I think, well, you know, he might have had a, you know, it might be kind of tough where he coming from, you know.
Yes.
So it take a village. We all got to just do
it
our
does.
Part. And if you can't do nothing but just say something nice, you know, anything nice, just don't say nothing mean. Just try to be nice. That's all. Because they're so used to people being mean to them that a kind word probably would go a long way. I know that's like the girls in the group. They just love you, you know. It was hard for me to get close to them at first, you know, because they've been abused. But once they get to know you and they know you're kind, you're not going to take advantage of them. And it just means so much. See that little smile on their face.
Yes.
And you think, wow, he would take advantage of these beautiful children. But there's hundreds and I dare say thousands of them out there, you know, that they didn't get the love. They just didn't get no love. And they're out there. And we have to deal with them. We, the church, we gotta reach out to them. We do. So I'll talk to her. I'll talk to Danielle and see if she would be willing to share. She has some very good stories and knowledge, and she's very well-versed in knowledge of children and traumatic experiences and what to do for them.
That would be great. Thank you, and thank you for the work that you're doing with those young girls, because it is so, so very needed. You know,
it is.
I think sometimes about, you know, how churches could be used. We need to do more of that type of ministry, you know, because. Mm-hmm. Again, it is more prevalent than people realize. Children being abused, children again that are traumatized, come under the trafficking and so many other different abusive type of situations that they live in. You know, it could be even as indirect as verbal abuse. You know, and that impacts children. But we have to be able to have our antennas up. We have to be able to be situationally aware of what's going on. Just quickly, yesterday, to that point, I was in Walmart, and I was over in the cosmetics area, which is at the front of the store. And I happened to see this little fella just walk by, and he looked like he was about 4 years old. So Lord just had my eyes affixed on him, and I looked around, and I did not see any adult anywhere, none, no adult, period. And so he walked by, stopped, he was looking at, you know, various stuff low on the shelf, just like he was a grown man, you know, shopping. looking at this. And the Lord says, my spirit says to keep an eye on him, follow him. And so he turned and went down the center aisle like he was walking towards the back of the store, and still no adult anywhere. And do you know all of those people around him, you know, people in Walmart, stores, people shopping, customers, Walmart employees, all of it. Nobody said one word. They just, he was just like he was invisible. And so he walked from the front of the store all the way to the very back of the store, to the toy section. And I followed him, not close, but I just wanted to see, you know, if somebody was going to, you know, a parent or somebody of somebody was going to come,
yeah.
you know, and no one did. So when he got to the back of the store and he pulled a tricycle off the bottom shelf in the toy and bicycle area, and so I stopped him. I said, "Hello." I said, "Are you lost?" He said, "Uh-huh."
Oh.
And so I said, where's your mom? And he put his little hands out and shrugged his shoulders to tell me he didn't know. And so I said, "Well, I said, we have got, I said, come with me. We're going to find your mommy because I know she's got to be looking for you." And he politely wanted to tell me more about the tricycle and trying to get on the tricycle and so forth, and what he did. And I said, wait a minute. I said, we need to go and find mommy. Let's go and find your mom. Well, long and short of it, he finally, after putting about getting off the tricycle and walking like he was getting ready to walk away again, I said, wait a minute. And so as I walked up to where he was as he walked off, I heard someone call a name, and he yelled out like he heard and he was familiar with the voice. And so about 30 seconds later, another child came around the corner of the aisle, and I said, is this your little brother? And he said, yes, ma'am. And then about maybe 15 seconds after that, the mom came around the corner. And I said, you must be the mom. And she said, yes, he just walked off from me. I don't know what happened. He just walked off. And I'm like, and then she said, thank you. And so she took him and put him in the inside of the buggy so that walk off again. But it was just amazing to me, as I said, that no one other than myself was paying attention to him.
And thank God you was there. Some creep could have had his eye on him, too.
Yes, exactly.
There's creepy people all around. That's why children get snatched, because people are not paying attention sometimes. I see kids like that. I'm like, wow, are they on their own, or they cross the street by themselves? The parents don't even hold a hand no more. They just go on across the street.
No. I'm like, hello? You know,
like,
why aren't the parents? And, oh, my God, speaking of parents not holding the child's hand, there was this young woman. I guess the mother looked like she might have been in her late 20s or so, maybe early stages of 30. And there was this little girl, and the little girl looked like she might have been about, again, another 3.5, 4 years old. And the mother was talking on the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going through the parking lot at Kroger, going through the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, and the girl walking behind her. The little girl walking behind her, and there was, as she passed by, and the little girl trying to follow her, there was a car backing up. Okay, now I'm sitting in my car watching this occur, and I immediately, because the car was backing up. Had I not hit my horn and hit it as hard as I just so it would stay blowing. And that person stopped. And had I not hit my horn, that car would have hit that child. Because the little girl was so small that the person couldn't see her walking behind. The mother wasn't paying attention because she's on the cell phone. And
I'm
like,
Jesus. They don't hold the kid's hand. They just have them follow behind them like little sheep. I'm like, wow. What happened to holding on to your children, keeping your children close?
Right.
Poor little kids, they got to try to keep up with the parents. They be like, come on,
Lord.
Come on, let's move.
Yes.
So we
And, you know, if you're not going to hold the child's hand, at least put the child in a buggy or basket, okay? When they got them in the parking lot now, in those little areas, put the child, as soon as you get out of the car, put the child in the basket. If you're not going to hold them. That was my favorite thing. That
could have
been that child's life.
This is what some of these kids have to go through every day. And that's emotional abuse right there, where you don't feel safe. You don't feel safe, and they leave them at home, and some of them are verbally and sexually and mentally abused. It's just terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was so prevalent. Until she asked me to volunteer with her to help her with the kids. And I was like, what are you talking about? Say, child, there's just some kids. They just come from some messed up lives. I was like, well, it can't be that many of them, right? It's a lot of them. They're big kids. They're not babies. Some of them mostly 10, 11, 12. Maybe the oldest one might be 14. And they've just been through horrendous things, you know. And some of them are angry, you know. Some of them act out. Most of them are quiet. But then there's those ones, and that made me start thinking, sometimes the girl that acts out, that's bad, that's running away, that's smoking, that's drinking, that may be a girl who might be, and that might be something she can talk about. That might be a child who you're dealing with a traumatic experience, and they don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to the adult to try to get through them, let them know you're there for them. So sometimes people just look at it as like teenage, you know, rebellion. Oh, they just acting out. They may have been taken advantage of, and nobody knows.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch your children. Like, keep close tabs on your children. Don't let nobody be alone with your children that you don't know. Always know where you keep them.
Yep. Amen. 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 And see, those are things that we need to, again, share with younger mothers. Younger women, because many of them are not hearing that from those that are supposed to be able, older women that are supposed to be able to teach them. They're not hearing that.
Yeah.
And
some
evident.
People teach their family this way.
Say that again.
Oh, I said some people think, you know, the family unit is a safe place for your children. Like, you can leave them with your auntie, your cousins, and stuff like that. But sometimes that's not a safe haven for you. Because a lot of
not
abuse
necessarily.
Children get abused by aunties and boyfriends and cousins and even grandfathers. So keep your eyes open. Keep your hand in on your children. Always know where your kids are, what's doing. Talk to them. Ask them what happened today, what went on today, because they ain't going to tell you. They're not going to tell you.
No, they won't. But you have, that's why it's so important to keep the lines of communication open with your children. And as I share with parents, you know, don't expect your child always to come into your world. Go in theirs.
Yeah,
hello?
Right.
Take the time go into theirs. Take the time to talk to them. Take the time, if they're young, to get out on the floor at their level and look them eye to eye and let them know that you really care about them and that you're interested in what they have to say.
Yeah.
You know, and do that. Take the time. And even with our teens, you know, we have to be able to know how to talk to them at a level where we're not talking talking to them, patronizing them like they're little children, but nevertheless let them know that we're there listening to them when they will. Mm-hmm. And many times teens, they kind of are very much introverted and don't mm-hmm. want to talk, or they don't have very much to say. But there are times yeah. when they do. And so when they do want to talk and have, you need, as a parent, you need to be on the other end listening. Mm-hmm. Take your time saying, okay, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing, and you're important enough for me to be able to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's
very
important. Yes, but see, some parents just don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just
That's
don't
right.
know
they
how
don't.
To do it. The young parents, they just don't know how to do it.
That's why it'd be so
and
important
that,
to have someone like her speak to that issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can
mm-hmm.
help just one or two girls or ladies just say, oh, you know, my daughter's been kind of quiet lately, or my daughter just bursts out crying for no reason. I wonder if everything's okay with her.
Because,
like, sometimes you just chalk it up as, you know, girls being rebellious, or, you know, adolescents, they just going through, you know, they going through that change, you know, they being bad.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it could be something deeper. I really enjoy
yeah.
being around, because I know I can't, you know, cure them of, you know, some of the trauma or take away some of the trauma, but I just want to be a voice or a heart that at least they can say somebody was kind and nice to me, made me feel good about myself, helped me paint a little picture to take home, or we made a little vase. She was real nice to me. And
mm-hmm.
that's how I just be there. I just try to just be there as a kind soul, someone they can trust, you know, because in
yeah.
their world, is that's the thing, trying to build trust up again with other human beings. And
mm-hmm.
they just, you know, we talk about God, we do speak on God, and, we don't get into it too much, because we know,
mm-hmm.
you know, when people are trying, sometimes the last thing they want to hear is a little sermonette. So
yeah,
we try to just
yeah.
do more love than talk about Christ's love until we can get their, just get their attention and get there where they feel comfortable with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have
many
then you can
times,
open up Christ.
Exactly. And many times with young people, especially teens and younger people, and as you say, those that have experienced whatever variety of different type of traumatic experience that has happened with them, you need to meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that truly you demonstrate Christ. You don't have to
right.
try to take him and shove him down their throat and why come you not saved and all that kind. No, demonstrate Christ through
That's
showing
right.
love to them. Demonstrate Christ through showing care and concern for them. Demonstrate
mm-hmm.
Christ, as you said, by just taking time with them, loving on them in a way to show that, yes, I truly care about you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
yeah.
interested in what you have to say. I'm here for you if you want to talk about anything.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the way you have.
So
to
those are the type of things.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we got to be love first, and that's a really good thing for Christians to just try to demonstrate that love before you start talking about Jesus. Just try to, because people are, even children, they're more apt to open up to you once they know you care about them. They're used to people
mm-hmm.
trying to sell them, so to speak. So you have to
mm-hmm.
be somebody who's trying to sell you anything, give you any, I just want to be your friend. I just want to be somebody you can count on. And I think once
mm-hmm.
people can count on you and know you're there for them, they're willing to listen to you. They'll trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing
yeah.
to listen to what you have. They eat my spaghetti
yeah.
at first. They eat my spaghetti, but once they got to know me then they was like, okay, you tell Miss Gretchen spaghetti. You know, but she said, girl, they have to get to know you. They got to feel comfortable around you. They've been hurt so bad and bamboozled and tricked and everything. So it's a big deal. And I feel, you know, just privileged to be around them. And I had to go through a, you know, what you call a check, a security check, background check before I could work with them. You know, because they can't, you know, like make sure they ain't got it. He was a no pervert.
Right.
So she's really particular about who comes around those girls.
That's good. That's very good.
But very I think you and her would hit it off. I think you really like her. She's a very, very, very nice, likable, God-loving person.
Yes, she seems, just from what you've shared, she seems that she is, and certainly for the work that she's doing, you know, you have to have a heart for people and young people, women, girls. You have to have a heart to be able to do that type of work for them. So,
yeah, you do. She definitely has it. Because I tell her, I said, girl, you're strong. I mean, you know, because she has the part of counseling. You know, I'm not a psychologist like her. So she is quick to listen to their trauma and to be able to handle it and speak to them and give them some guidance. So I don't get in on that point. I'm just on the part where, you know, being a friend and, you know, with the arts and crafts and stuff. But I said, girl, you're the strong one. You have to listen to, you know, those traumas, and they are not pretty. And those girls, they'll be very, very up and tell you, you know, blow by blow what happened to them. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. Yeah. But we have happy times at the little meetings we have. Those times it is fun. Like I said, we play games and eat and have arts and crafts. And just like, just forget about whatever's outside and just enjoy. We take the cell phones up when we, you know, when you come in the door. Everybody just take the cell phone up, put it in a big bag that she keeps. So whatever, if their abuser wants to bother them, some of them, their abuser still wants to bother them. So they just take it up so there's no distractions. You know, they don't feel like they get obligated or anything to talk to anybody while they're there. To just get away from it all.
That's good. That's real good. Yes, ma'am. So, yes, I would love to be able, love for you to be able to talk with her and, you know, see what she says. I am very, very open to her, you know, being one of our guests as well, if she's willing to do that. And so, yes, please pursue that. That would be great.
Yeah, I'll let you know next time we talk.
All right, that sounds good. Well, it's about 8:45, and Sister Joyce, I don't know what's going on over in your area, but over here it is pouring down raining.
Oh, my
God. Well, it's starting over here in a big way. I just can't hear it. Well, praise God. It's right at 8:46, and so I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close out for the evening. And I thank you, ladies, again for joining and us coming together on this initiative. I look forward to us meeting by the grace of God again next week. Again, if anything comes up for anyone, just shoot a text. Let us know as soon as you find out, and I'll do the same, and we'll work together to see what we can do about rescheduling if that becomes necessary. But if you all continue to also to just kind of search and Google those topics as well, when we come back together, we can talk about that.
All right. Amen.
Well, praise God. Sister Gretchen, can you go ahead and close us out tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, let us bow our heads in honor to, oh, holy God. Father God, we thank
Amen.
You for a glorious evening tonight, Father God. Thank you for the leadership of Pastor Constance. Lord God, she's such a blessing, such a willing vessel, Lord God. We pray, Father God, you continue to pour in her and to let her be just a light and a beacon on a hill to this sin-sick world, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would just bless myself and Sister Joycelyn, Father God, that we can do what you have us to do also, Father God. Cleanse us and keep us and heal us and strengthen us, Father God. Build us up where we're torn down and make us strong where we're weak, Father God.
Yes.
We ask that all these things and all our families would be blessed as we return to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. All right, ladies, I love you both. You all, thank you so much. You all have a blessed rest of this week and weekend. And by the grace of God, we'll meet again next week at this time on next Thursday.
And
all
same to you all. I love you all. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. All right, you all stay safe as well. God bless. Love y'all now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.